speaking on purposeful motherhood. As I look through the scriptures, purposeful motherhood, I see Adam saying about his wife, "She shall be called Eve because she is the mother of all living." Genesis. "She shall be called Eve because she is the mother of all living." Genesis 3 and verse 20. "And Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living." Every woman is a mother. Every woman is a mother because there are five kinds of children. Number one, you have your biological children. These are the children that God privileged you to give birth to. And it's important for everyone to take care of their mothers. A woman that went to the labor room, that's why they call it labor room, to deliver children that will not even bear her name. And then as a man, you raise up your hand and you kick her, you beat her. One woman said the husband will beat her while she was pregnant. She will faint. And the man will drag her using her hair to drag her to the bathroom and open the tap. And she's a soldier. Can you imagine? It's so barbaric, and that should stop. Every man, every woman should speak against domestic violence. So you have your biological children that God has given you the privilege to have. Also, number two, you have your natural children. These are the children that are married or will be married to your biological children. They are also your children. We're talking about purposeful motherhood. So stop maltreating your daughter-in-law. Look at the book of Ruth, chapter number 1, and see, beginning from verse number 16. In fact, read a few verses up. You will see Naomi was saying, "Look, I'm concerned about you, my daughter-in-law. If I should get married today and have children, will you be able to wait?" And then you flip to Ruth chapter number 3, and you see Naomi speaking to Ruth and was saying, "My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee?" This is what every mother-in-law should endeavor, should strive to do. Seek rest for your daughters-in-law. Your daughter-in-law is not your competitor. Be purposeful in motherhood. Your daughter-in-law is not your competitor. Your daughter-in-law is not your enemy. Therefore, Genesis 2:24, "Shall a man leave his father and mother and shall cleave to his wife." I know there are some daughters-in-law that can be difficult and problematic, but let's speak normally. Normally, daughters-in-law are not evil, just like mothers-in-law are not evil. Let's begin to change the trajectory of this particular relationship. Let's be more intentional about treating our daughters-in-law very, very well. Sometimes I post on my office, post on my social media handles, the relationship between my daughter-in-law, my daughters-in-law and I. Come here. Where are you going? When they enter my bedroom, I know they're going towards the wardrobe. They want to go and pick something. Come and sit down here on my lap. This is what should happen. Let's be purposeful about motherhood. So we have the natural children. The children that our children will marry or that will be married to. Same thing with your sons-in-law. Do not segregate and say, "No, that one is this, that one is that." Bring them together. It is your dynasty. It is your family tree. Bring them together. Love them. Don't show that one is preferred. Don't say, "This is my own and that is their own." Please don't do that. Your natural children. Number three, your spiritual children. If you are born again, God expects you to win souls. God expects you to be an example to the people, the children around you. In your circle of influence, Some of us as women, we need to arise. In fact, all of us, we need to arise and become Colossus, living legends to the next generation. We start preparing them and making sure that they live godly lives. The book of Titus chapter 2 tells us about that. That we should be example. We should teach younger ladies to be keepers at home, to love their children, to love their husbands. And the best way we can do is to model it to them. Let's live great lives. Let's live our lives in such a way that these children will know that, oh, they are blessed to be in our generation. We are gradually seeing a generation that curses the father and does not bless the mother. It's important for us to get involved. And let's start in our little corner, in your circle of influence. The people we can affect, the people we can influence, let's teach them. Let's teach them what to do. Also, number four, you have your adopted children. Mother and I have a few, and I'm sure every one of us, people that look up to you. Some of you, you have adopted legally. So you see, whether you have biological children or not, that's not the only set of children you have. As a mother, you have adopted children. Do you know that some of them you didn't adopt, they adopted you? And you have to continue to be a blessing to them. Just yesterday, my husband and I were counting how many people are currently feeding on our table, living in our house. And we counted 18. And that's how it's been. And we have to remind ourselves that when we got married 37 years ago, the Lord said to us, your home is going to be a nest for people to rest. So they keep coming and they keep going. This one has become an architect. That one has become an accountant. Some of them, we don't even know their parents. We are so grateful to God for the honor. This is purposeful motherhood. Please be an example to the people in your circle of influence. And number five, you have your destiny children. There are children that are tied to your apron. When I talk about children, I am not talking about biological age. I'm not talking about kids. Some of these destiny children, some of these adopted children, they may even be older than you are. So I'm not talking about that. Maybe you are a leader. Maybe you're a pastor's wife. Maybe you're a political leader. Maybe you're a leader, you know, in the marketplace, an apostle in the marketplace. It's not about chronological age. No. I'm talking about destiny children. Your mentees. Your protégés. Children that look at you and they say, this is the picture of the future that we want. Children that look up to you and they say, this is what I want to look like when I get to this stage. Children that look at you and they see how you break through challenges. How you deal with criticism. How you keep moving on. And breaking grounds. These are your destiny children. Some of them you will meet. Some of them you will not meet. Some of them, they will meet you via your books, via your messages. Some of them will meet you via the people you have impacted. So you see, when you impact on someone, there is a ripple effect. That person touches that person, and that one touches another one, and that one touches another one, and all that. And when Jesus comes, this will be part of the stars you will have on your crown. Your destiny children. Every woman has these types of children. Biological, natural, spiritual, adopted, and destiny children. And as we look at God's word, look at Proverbs chapter 31, the last few verses. Proverbs 31 from verse number 26. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looks well to the ways of her household and eats not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but you excel them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. I love the last verse, verse 31. Give her of the fruit of her hands. In the evening of our lives, may Jehovah cause her children, all the children that we've touched, So give us our bouquets before we die. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. In the evening of our lives, may we not be barren. May the children we have raised not turn against us. May envious and jealous people not turn the hearts of our children against us in the name of Jesus. May we eat the fruits of our labor. It takes a lot to be purposeful in motherhood. And I just share a few things that I believe will help you, that's been helping me these few years. That's about 35 years, going to 36 years now, that God delighted in me and decided to make me a biological mother. And for this, I'm eternally grateful. And now, I'm even a grandmother. Please, give your children values. Number one, give them spiritual values. This is purposeful motherhood. Give your children spiritual values. God does not have grandchildren. Let your children have a relationship with God. Let your children know God personally. Teach them to read their Bible. Teach them to cultivate a dynamic relationship with the Lord. Teach them. Sunday school teachers cannot teach them enough. Schools cannot teach your children enough. Your child is like a plain sheet of paper. You are supposed to write. So please teach your children spiritual values. Very spiritual. Let them know that prayer is important. That prayer is not a spare part. Let them know that they should call on the throne before they call on the phone. Teach your children to do that. It's very important. Number two, give your children societal values. This is purposeful motherhood. Give your children societal values. This is respect the police. Respect authority figures. Behave yourself. Obey traffic laws. Pay your taxes. Societal values. Respect the elderly ones. Treat women very well. Treat men very well. Nobody will help you do this. Part of it is sex education. Teach your girls how to sit. Teach your boys how to treat their sisters. Don't let your boys sit in the living room watching Arsenal and Chelsea while you are cooking. And then it's only the girls that will be there. You're not helping those children. Be intentional about the way you will raise your kids. Let your natural children, the children that will marry your children, that will marry your biological children, continue to bless you. Because the generation of your children will either bless you or curse you. Let them say, this woman tried. Your mother did well. Sometimes I'll just tell my husband, wherever your mother is, God bless her. This is what should happen. Give your children societal values. Give them sex education. Let them know that sex is not everything. In marriage, let them understand the value of respect, the value of dignity, the value of hard work. Teach your children. Don't just give them everything they ask for. Let them understand that hard work is important. Give them such values. Give your children financial values. Let them work for their money. Let them rise. Don't throw them up. Lift them up. If you throw your children up by letting them have everything they ask for, they will not understand that there is dignity in labor. And God forbid, when they cannot afford such things, they might want to begin to be funny. Please give them these values. Very important. Very, very important. Teach them how to do house chores. Teach them how to sweep, how to vacuum, how to clean, how to help you peel yam. Whether they are boys or girls, it does not matter. How to wash their undies, their singlets, how to arrange their rooms. Don't keep complaining, I don't even understand. Hey, you have scattered this room again. Make them do their rooms. Make them make their rooms. Let your children pick up their toys. If at 35, at 40, you are still in the kitchen, laboring, sweating, and your children are watching cartoons, it's not right. Don't kill yourself. Raise your kids very well. Let the generations of your children bless you. This to me is purposeful motherhood. Teach them. Let them understand the dignity of labor. Let them understand neatness, honesty, truth. Let them understand that they should not steal. Let them understand that there's what we call the law of repercussion. Let them understand that you did not play your way to where you got to. Let them know that you worked hard, you trusted God, and you continue to maintain it. Let them know that they should work for what they earn. Let them know that they should earn respect, earn dignity, earn honor, earn money. Please, create time for your children. Know the number you can adequately take care of. It is not enough to bear a child. You must rear a child. And start early. A preserved childhood is better than a repaired adulthood. I'll say that again. A preserved childhood is better than a repaired adulthood. So begin to repair and repair and repair. May not be funny. Please, while your kids are young, give them these values. There are four major things I also want to tell you. Number one, know your child. This is purposeful motherhood. Know your child. Know your child. And there is no way you can know your child if you do not spend time with your child. Know your child. Children differ. Your boy may be different from his brother. He's even different from his brother. So stop comparing them. The fact that one is good with mathematics and the other is not does not make any one of them inferior to the other. Job chapter number 12 and verse number 3. And Job chapter 13 verse 2. What you know. I am not inferior to you. Every child is uniquely unique and differently different. So stop comparing. Know your child. Spend time to know your child. Listen to your children. Children have feelings. That's how to know them. Listen when your child is speaking. Stop interrupting the child. Stop beating. You're going to school today. Listen. Who knows? Maybe somebody is bullying the child at school. Maybe somebody is sexually harassing the child. Listen. Don't just say, you are lazy. You are a lazy drone. You are going to school. Can you please listen, madam? Can you listen to this child? And when the child is done explaining his part, then you can guide. So, number one, know your child. If you want to be purposeful in motherhood. Number two, train your child. Train your child. Your two-year-old that you spanked is doing like this to you. Amen. And you just, that child is giving you a signal. Bring that child to submission. Let that child know that till Jesus comes, there will always be authority figures in his or her life. Let them understand that. It doesn't mean you'll be spanking and spanking and spanking. No. Explain to the child. And if you need to spank, why not? But please train your children. Train them. How to eat. Stop making a noise when you are eating. It's part of the training. Tell your child, close your mouth when you eat. Close your mouth when you eat. When you eat, there must be no sound. Things like that. Train your child. Train them. Train them. It is your responsibility. And that is purposeful motherhood. You will thrive in your purpose as a mother in the name of Jesus. Number three, love your child. As simple as that sounds, many parents fail in that area. Love is not just, let's go on vacation. I'm taking you to Paris. Love is not, I just bought you another phone. Love is not just, no. Love is deeper than that. Even though that is also a part of loving your child, meeting the child's need. Yes, fantastic. But please love your child and let your child know that he or she is loved. Psychologically, build your child's self-esteem. You are not inferior to anybody. You are not small. Look, you are good. When our children call, my first child is an engineer, and he calls me, hello mom, this is how I respond. Excellency of dignity. I did that from the beginning of my strength. Thou shalt excel continually. Good morning. How are you doing? Your wife? Your children. And then when I'm done, I say things like, be blessed, love you, all my children. And our second son calls, hey, kingdom financier. And my daughter calls, mother of nations. Look for names for your children. Love them. Let them know. Hug your teenager. Hug your children. They can prostrate to greet you in your culture, like my culture. But after that, or they kneel down, hug them. Create time for them. You know, befriend them. A child gets to a level when it's no longer just your child. It's now your friend. It's important for you to understand this season in your children's lives. Love your child. I remember when my husband wrote letters to each of our children. He wrote our biological child, the last born. I still remember what he wrote. He said, we all waited for you as the last born before we took off into greatness. They still have those letters. Write letters to your children. Send them cards. Don't just come in and be shouting at everybody. I told you to do the chores. I told you to do this. What happened? Why did you do? Mommy is coming again. Mommy has come again. They'll be wishing and waiting for the days when they will leave your house. That's not how to do it. Maybe we were not raised that way, with so much love, with public display of affection. But let's change the trajectory of this. Let's begin to raise our children with so much love. Never end the discussion on the phone with your children without saying, I love you. Mommy loves you. You're breastfeeding your baby. That's not the time to be playing Ludo and be playing chess. Concentrate and be speaking to the baby. I love you. You will be great. You are beautiful. Love on your child. Please do. And then lastly, pray for your child. Nobody can pray for your child like you. Pray for your child. Anoint your child if you're a Christian. Lay hands on your child. When our kids were young and they were all, you know, in the house, 2 a.m. almost every day, I'll go to their room and I will anoint them and pray and cover them. I remember this particular day, our first child was about 7 and 8. And as I entered the room and I anointed, he was awake and I was surprised. I said, why are you awake? And he said, Mom, did you see Jesus? He just left my room. Wow. He had an encounter. And he told me that, Adidas, what are you doing? I said, I'm fine. He said, you're going to be a pastor and an engineer. This is exactly what this young man is today. So you don't know. prepare your children, love them, pray for them. Where your hand cannot reach, God's hands will reach. Bring them before the Lord. I remember I read a book by a great man of God, one of the leading men of God in America, one of the richest, one of the blessed, one of the most impactful. He said he used to be a very bad boy in the family. He said one day the Lord said to him, "Ken, even if you become lazy and you can no longer pray, you will still be successful." He said, "Why, Lord?" And the Lord said to him, "Because I have seen enough of your mother's face and the place of prayer on your behalf." Amazing. Amazing. "I've seen enough of your mother's face and the place of prayer on your behalf." Please pray for your children. Pray for them. Pray for them. Where your hands cannot reach, God's hand will reach. They may be in Australia, they may be in China, they may be in Africa, but your prayers will get there. You may not be able to get there, but your prayers. Pray about everything. Let your children grow up to know that, let me send this to my mother as a prayer point. She will take it to the Lord. Once in a while, just fast. Skip breakfast or skip lunch and breakfast and just bring your children. On my phone, I have set the alarm when to pray for my children every day, when to give thanks on their behalf. You might want to do that too. Few seconds, few minutes sometimes. Sometimes you just take your time and you bring them before the Lord. Don't wait till they have challenges. Pray ahead. The person that we marry, my children will not marry my enemies. My children will not marry their enemies. These are prayer points. My children will not be barren. My children will not miss who they should meet. And they will not meet who they should meet. Pray. Pray for your children. Bring them before the Lord. Establish them in their purpose. Come against everything that is troubling your children. Bring them before the Lord in the place of prayer. Let God know that your children must matter in quarters that matter. Please pray for your children. So, know your child. Train your child. Love your child. And pray for your child. I conclude by addressing the four kinds of mothers that we have. In fact, when I did a study, I was able to bring like 13 kinds of mothers. But I just want to shrink and share with you only four today. Number one, you have abusive mothers. We're talking about being purposeful in motherhood. Some mothers abuse their children. Physical abuse. Boss. Any little thing. You drop the cup. Pim. Why did you allow the rice to burn? Some abuse psychologically. Look at you. You're so fat. Look at your sister. Look at your sister. And you don't know what this is doing to the destinies of these children that you are abusing. Look at you. You'd be snoring like a pig. I came to your room. Coming from you. That girl may never recover. She may try to laugh. She may try to be happy. I've had enough. I've counseled with enough children to know that this goes deep, deep, deep to hurt them. Abusive parents. Abusive mothers. I know what that means. I've been through a few things in my life. It takes God to recover when your mother is abusive. Physical abuse, psychological abuse, emotional abuse. Yes, yes, yes. What do you want to say? I don't have time. What? What did you do? Abusive motherhood. Some of you need to apologize to your children. Some of you need to beg your children, And a lot of us, we need to change and start treating our children with dignity. I had a conference sometimes ago for pastors' children. Oh, my heart bled. A lot of pastors do not have time for their children. Ministry, church. Even mothers, pastors' wives, they are busy. Stand up. There are guests here. Stand up. Move. We need to put somebody in your room. Eh? You don't even know that these children too are human. And a lot of them go through a lot. One said to me, my mother thinks I'm a virgin, but ma, I have aborted 6 times. The last time, the doctor used one iron, and the doctor said to me, if you ever come back here, you will die. And the mother was saying to me, she's a virgin. Nobody has time for them. And there are children like that, not only pastors, children. Those of you in business, those of you in politics. One lady, she's a medical doctor. Her 5-year-old girl will always say, I don't want to go to school. This particular day, she said that she was giving that child a bath. She noticed in her vagina area that something was wrong. You will not believe this. The driver that takes that girl to school every morning abuses her sexually in the car. And some mothers will say, you are silly. You must go to school. Abusive motherhood. Please let's stop. Let's think. Some of you, you go for choir rehearsal. From there, you will move to women's fellowship. From there, you will move to elders. From there, you will move to deacons. From there, you will move to deaconesses. From there, you will move to pastors. By the time you get home, your children they are snoring. There's a time for everything. I'm not saying you should not serve God. I serve God. When my kids were young, I wasn't traveling. I wasn't going nowhere to preach. By God's grace, my husband and I stayed at home to raise our kids. I'm glad that God blessed our little effort and they turned out well, very well. And I'm so proud of all of them. Please, stop being abusive. A child will always be a child. They will make their mistakes. They will miss it. They will mess up. Do not kill them because of that. Do not frustrate them because of that. Secondly, we have permissive mothers. I was reading a few days ago the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4, and you see Eli. He is the Lord. Let him do whatever he likes. Hophni and Phinehas. And I said to myself, where was their mother? Where was their mother? Eli tried. Stop doing this. But you know, there's a way mother speaks. With empathy. With emotional blackmail sometimes. The child will listen. Where was the mother? So it's important for us not to be permissive. Anything goes. Your child can wear any kind of dress. The friends that come visiting can wear any kind of dress. He say, I'm old school, Joe. It doesn't matter. Purposeful motherhood. Please, take note of this. Don't be a permissive mother. It doesn't help. Number 3, we have absentee mothers. They are never there. They are never there. Or they are there and they are not there. They are pursuing this and pursuing that. Never at home, absentee. And when they are home, they are busy on the phone. Yes, how much is it? It's $3,000. Yes, it's $100. Yes, the child is needing the attention. Yes, or they are watching. Absentee mothers. And finally, participatory mothers. This is what we should be. Her children rise up and call her blessed. In the evening of our lives, her children should be able to rise up to call us blessed. It is the child you nourish that will nurture you in the evening of your life. And it is the child you nurture that will nourish you in the evening of your life. As we age, we trust God to multiply grace to us as mothers, and by extension to our husbands too, as fathers, to help us understand our children and to help us be a blessing to them.